Blog Talk Radio.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here, and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, yeah.
Hi, this is Bradford Anderson, and you're listening to Stardish Radio with Jen Duranadez.
All right. This is Stardish Radio with Graham Shields, here with Joanne, Jen, and Desi.
This is Billy Miller, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Today is May 6, 2008, and you are listening to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. I am your host, Joanne, and I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Get them fingers going and dial into 347-945-5423 so you can speak to our amazing guest. And let me tell you who we have tonight. She is an amazingly talented actress on the show OLTL, One Life to Live, and she has graced us with her presence in Landview, Pennsylvania since January 2004 as Adriana Kramer, daughter to the infamous Dorian Lord. So without any further introduction, I feel it's safe to bring on Mrs. Melissa Fumero. How
Hello.
Are you, Melissa?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, gosh, we're doing just fine. We're so happy that you joined us tonight.
I'm so happy that you're having me tonight.
Oh, well, we're really excited that you chose us to do your first radio interview, and it's fantastic. Everybody's just all buzz about this.
Oh, thank you.
So welcome, welcome. Let me start by formally congratulating you on your nuptials to David. You make such a beautiful couple. I have
thank
to say that.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Did you guys meet on the set?
We did. Well, we did and we didn't because we never really worked together on the show very much. And I'm sorry. What?
That's okay.
Because you want to, you can't, well, no, if you listen to it now, it's going to do, like, feedback. David wants to listen to the show.
Tell him to call in on his cell phone and he can hear it without any feedback.
Oh, you can call
And
him
I just won't pick him up.
You can call it. You'll listen to it later.
It's downloadable, though.
So. Yeah, it's downloadable. He came back on the show for that 3-month storyline, the whole brainwashing storyline back in the day. And so I met him in the makeup room and sort of just like out and about. And but I think we only did like one scene together. So, but we more hung out outside of work and outside of set, and that's how it sort of all happened. So, it was outside of the studio, and it was all very secretive too.
Right. Well, I can imagine. You know, I mean, you're working together, and you've got to keep some kind of privacy between you somewhere along the line. You can't have everybody up in your business.
Yeah. And we were just kind of like hanging out, so there wasn't any need to like bring all that into work, you know?
Mm-hmm. So. Right.
But it was fun.
So that's wonderful. I'm very happy for you because I think that you've made such a beautiful couple. It's such a perfect pairing. Did you ever, at the time that you were dating, wish that you were never cast as a relative?
No, actually, it's funny. Actually, I was kind of happy about it.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, I knew that they could never put us together on the show, and as much as we do love working together, I always thought it would be a little, like, weird kissing my real-life person on television. Like, I thought it would be, like, it would just feel weird and be a strange sense of, like, I don't know. So
yeah.
I was kind of happy that we were just cousins, so even though, at the same time, though, I wish that we got to work more together. You know,
we've only
worked together a few times, and we have so much fun doing it, but I think going into the whole couples thing would have been a little a little weird.
Right. Well, it is a soap, and they do weird things, but I'm glad they kept you the way that they are, because I adore the pairing of Adriana and Rex.
Oh, I think it's amazing
chemistry that you guys have together. It's just, we're actually, JP is coming on our show tomorrow night. So,
Yeah. JP and I have had the most incredible 2 years together. We have so much fun working together. It's like effortless. It's seamless. It's just, we have so much fun. We crack up. We crack everyone up on set up. Like, we just, you know, we just love working together. We actually, the other day, had to film our last scenes together. Well, what will be the last scenes? We're working again tomorrow, but but what would be, you know, the final scenes? We were a mess.
Oh, I can imagine.
You were.
All of these last scenes between these wonderful actors and actresses. I mean, from you guys, and then if you switch over to General Hospital and you see Emily and Nicholas. I mean, these are couples that have grown on people through time, and it's going to be like a really heart-wrenching thing to see you two kind of like go your separate ways. That's sad as a fan.
It was heart-wrenching for us. We were both bawling. They said cut, aww, and we were bawling, and it was just like really, you know, and then everyone just on set were just like, you know, laughing about past scenes we've done and the beach remote, and it was just like, yeah, you know, it's really been such a journey of these two characters, like all their ups and downs and all the things they've done wrong and all the things they've done to each other, but it's still been years of history, you know, so which I think is kind of somewhat rare on a soap too, that you even see a couple together as long as we've been together. So it's just, I mean, I couldn't ask for a more perfect scene partner, and I probably will never have a more perfect scene partner, and it just, it's really heartbreaking for me, because he's like the hardest person to say goodbye to at one length.
Oh, gosh, I got goosebumps now. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, let me move on to Adriana and how you came onto the screen. You came on as Carlotta's niece, this innocent little convent girl, so to speak, and I want to say that as a character that has never been on the show before, you, everybody fell in love with you from the get-go. You know, how you brought her on and how you played her. But you've made her one of those characters, and I think I can safely say this, and everybody will agree with me, this character can never, ever, ever be recast. This is one of those characters that cannot be played by anybody but you. I mean, because I think if they did do something like that, they would seriously piss a lot of people off. That's how I see you, you know, like just, seeing somebody else as Adriana just would not be copacetic with fans. I can honestly say that. So that I wanted to get out there and let you know that a lot of people feel that way about you, and I do too. So
Thank you so much. That's so sweet.
Definitely not a recast. So tell everybody how you came to One Life to Live. Like, how did you find out about the role? I heard there was a good story behind that.
Oh, yeah. I actually auditioned for it and didn't get a call back, didn't hear anything. I was just like, okay, you know, whatever, I suck. And then I was at school still at the time, and we would have these Monday night showcases, and Tori Visiglio, one of the casting directors for One Life to Live, came for a showcase, and I had like a one-on-one with her and did my, I think I did a monologue or something for her. And 3 days after that, I had a call back all of a sudden for the role again. And this was like 2 months after my, you know, first audition. So I did the callback for Julie Madison, head casting director, and then they called me in for the screen test, and I felt really good about it. It was one of my best auditions, but then they had me come in again. I forget the reason. It might have been because they weren't sure if I looked like Latina enough. And then I had a second screen test, and I didn't feel like it went as well. And I was just like, oh, God, I totally blew it. It wasn't as good as the first one. I suck, whatever. And then about, I don't know, maybe a week later, I got the call that I got the job. And it was the same day that I took my last exam for college. So it was just
wonderful.
An amazing day. Like, I took my last exam, and I called my parents. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm done. I'm a college graduate. And then, like, 4 hours later, I got the call about One Life to Live. And I was just freaking out and so excited. And I actually was on my way home to my parents' house when I got the call. And so I came home and I was like, guess what? And we just all celebrated and it was amazing. So.
How fantastic is that? Let me say, had you ever watched One Life to Live before that you auditioned for the role? Did you like watch
No, I never. I was in school and I'd never watched any soaps because I was always working and in school. And I was like, when I was in school, I was like diehard student. I wasn't in class, I was doing something. And so I never had the chance to watch the show or anything. It was actually funny. I had a cousin who watched One Life to Live. So when I got the job, I called her because we found out that she watched it and she caught me up on everything. Like, this is who you are and this is who you're related to and this is who this person is. And like told me who everyone was. And I was like, awesome, cool. She totally gave me like the One Life to Live like history wrap up. And it was great.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. I'm so excited for you. I really am. I'm going to go to the telephone lines. We have some callers.
Okay.
We're going to go to area code 757. Area code 757, you're on the line with Melissa Fumero.
Hello. It's
Hello.
Actually two of us. It's actually Stephanie and Janine.
Hi.
What's up, Melissa Fumero?
What's up, girl? What's up, girl?
We were like, we have to call and say what up.
We wanted to see if you drank lots of water when on the day that you had your wedding dress so you could be a pain.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. No, I was very good. That was a painful day. I think I only had to go to the bathroom like once, so it wasn't too much of a drama. But, the next day I felt like I'd been run over by a truck. My legs were so sore from standing in heels for 12 hours and my back was sore from standing up straight all day and I couldn't sit down and it was I was kind of miserable. I'm not going to lie.
Well, we knew you were dreading it. So we just had to call and, you know, make you relive that again.
I was so worried about standing up all day and what if I have to go pee?
Steph, do you have anything else to say?
No, man, I just want to be like, what's up? We're glad that you're becoming more like Adrian is becoming more like Dorian. Like you're not
Yeah. Into
the connection.
It's been overdue a little bit, I think. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that it makes the relationship between Adriana and Dorian more interesting because there's more conflict now. If they're more alike, they can butt heads more, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's been fun to play, you know, it's Adriana's a complex girl, so it's fun to see that side of her, I think, come out a little bit more, you know, in her craziness.
Yeah. Well, okay, we just wanted to say hello.
Yeah, and thanks for suggesting that dance program on Bravo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm kind of disappointed with it, though. I don't think it's as good as So You Think You Can Dance, which starts in a few weeks.
I can't wait.
Yes, we're excited about that.
My teacher's going to be on. Yes. Excited.
Okay, well, that's all we wanted to say. We just wanted to say hey and tell you we love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, girls.
Bye.
Bye. That's Stephanie, right? She, I remember her from Super Soap. I email back and forth with her sometimes on MySpace. She's a sweet girl.
Yeah, she's really sweet. She was a fan February with JP.
Right.
The year before, and yeah, she's really sweet, really fun.
Yeah, she's a cute girl. She's very, very pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go to area code 813. They've been waiting so patiently. 813, you're on the phone with Mrs. Romero.
Hi.
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 My name is Maggie.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Maggie. How are you doing?
Okay.
Well, Melissa's on the phone. You want to talk to Melissa?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I love you and one rap to read.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Excuse
me?
Say that again, Maggie.
No, Kristen Harden. No, stop.
Do you know how to sing? Do you know?
No, star. I like star.
Oh, star? Star's the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. She's a great girl. I love her.
I like her.
Yeah,
okay.
She's a really good girl.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling in, Maggie.
Bye.
Thanks, Maggie. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. She's so sweet. She calls almost every show to talk to everybody. I think 813 is in California, if I'm not mistaken. But she calls every show pretty much to talk to whoever we have on. She's a really sweet girl. Yeah. So let's get into the wedding. Now, you filmed this wedding scene, so that kind of like answers some questions. Is the wedding going to happen, or is Gigi going to get in the way?
I think the fans are going to love the wedding. It is such a great soap opera wedding.
Right.
I won't say whether or not it happens.
Okay.
Maybe I'll leave that as a surprise.
Okay.
I think it's going to be unexpected, everything that happens during the wedding. I don't think the fans are going to expect what happens. Gigi is involved. Gigi is there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I just don't want to give too much away because I just think it's going to be it's going to come from left field. The fans are not even going to see it coming, everything that happens at the wedding from start to finish.
God.
So
definitely need some of that.
Yeah, it's great, like soap opera drama, characters and relationships and conflict, and stakes are really high.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like everything we love about soaps rolled into this fantastic wedding. And it's, you know, and there's no, you know, explosions or anything. It's just, you know, these people and what's going on and how they feel and their relationships, and it all coming to a climax at a wedding.
Right. Right.
And it involves everyone else in Landview, and it's just, you know, but it's just about relationships and heartbreak and just love, and it's so many things, and it's just really exciting, and the scenes were fun to do, and we all had a great time. JP and I had a great time. Sarah and I had a great time. And it was just a great day. And I think they made for some really great soap scenes.
Yeah, you know what? That's totally missed now on daytime, I think, because things are so predictable. And there are so many spoilers out there on the internet. And I actually just stopped reading them because I really don't want to know. I mean, I am a fan of soaps. I've always been a fan of soaps. And I like the surprise. You know, like, I don't even watch them every day. I wait until the end of the week. I'll TiVo every episode. And then I sit and I do a marathon, you know, and I'll watch them because I want to have that element of surprise. I don't want to know anything.
Yeah, and
you know,
I kind of keep my fingers crossed that, like, not too many spoilers come out about the wedding because it's so juicy that it just, you know, I think it'll be, like, a fun ride for the fans of just, like, all the things that happen. It's just like, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. Oh, my God.
Right.
You know, it's just, like, one after the other. So
right. I haven't seen anything about it, so I'm hoping it stays that way.
I'm hoping, too, because it's really fun. It's really, really fun.
Right. So tell us about the bachelorette party. How was that doing that with Snoop Dogg?
That was such a fun day, and I can't wait to watch the shows. Well, I've seen the scenes and the songs and everything, and they look fantastic. And it was just, you know, we've had all these amazing music people on the show, and I've always been excited.
Yeah.
But Snoop Dogg, for some reason, I don't know, maybe because when I was, like, 13, he was all, like, you know, with Dr. Dre and all big. And
yeah.
kind of an icon, you know? Like,
Right.
I don't know. I just got so freaking excited, and that was just a fun day, and he was so gracious and so excited to be there because he's a fan of the show, and he used to watch it with his grandmother, and, you know, he was, like, flipping out that he got to work with Bob Woods, and, you know, he's the only musician... He's the only musician that we've had at the show that, like, came into the makeup room. I mean, that I've been there. That came into the makeup room to, like, say hi to everybody and was just, you know, all the musicians we've had have been, like, super cool and super nice. But there was just something about him that was so approachable. He really talked to everybody. He really, like, hung out and was just, like, having fun. And, you know, he's got these great scenes with Roxy and they're, like, dancing. And it's just, like.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
And his band was amazing, and when they were performing, they were just all having a really good time, and I think it really shows in the scenes, and we were having a great time, and Tika and I laughed so hard that day, and we were just like, couldn't believe it, and we were just like, oh my god, we're here like hanging out with Snoop Dogg, like dancing with Snoop Dogg, and you know, like watching him do his thing, and he was like, you know, and he really wanted to like get it good, you know, he did this kind of special introduction, essential seduction that they really wanted to get down, and he did it a couple times because he was like taking it really seriously. He wasn't just showing up and like singing his songs. He was like wanted it to be good and wanted the scene to be good, and he's just great. I was so impressed by him.
We saw a little promo of it today on, I saw a little promo of it on SoapNet, and I saw him singing it, and you and Tika dancing with him, and it's funny because I have two boys, one is 15 and one is 7, and they know, don't bother me when I'm watching my story, seriously, you know, you can talk to me any time of the day, but leave me alone when I'm watching my stuff, and sure enough, they both came running in because they heard him singing, and like, are you kidding me? He's on One Life to Live? I'm like, yeah, he likes the show, and my son was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. So he sat there and he watched the promo. He's like, well, I'll watch it when he's on. I was like, yeah, okay. And so when you see how hot some of these girls are, I said, you'll be wanting to watch it every day with me.
Yeah, it's so fun, you know, and that's, Tika and I, we got to dance with Snoop, like, during one of the songs, and, you know, we did it once, and then they said cut, and Tika and I just kind of, like, huddled together, and I was like, oh, my God, my legs totally started shaking, and she was like, me too. I was like, I got really nervous, and she was like, me too, and I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And we were just, like, two little girls, like, giggling, just like, oh, my God, we're dancing to Snoop Dogg.
That is so cute. That is so cute. We have a question from the chat room from Heidi.
Yes.
She wants to know, what is your favorite memory of playing Adriana?
Oh, wow. Gosh, so many to choose from. My favorite memory of playing Adriana.
How do you bottle that? I mean...
No. There's so many. I mean, honestly, my first day of One Life is such a great memory that just stands out. You know, I remember, like, walking down the set in my little Catholic school girl outfit and, you know, doing, like, I don't even know how many scenes, like, my first day. And I worked with Matthew Twining, who was playing River at the time, and Eileen Kristen, and that was just a fun day because that was just my first day, and everybody was so nice and so great. And I think the scenes I did with JP on the docks after Dorian's wedding, when Rex and Adriana kind of more officially get together. I remember those scenes being really fun, and us just, we were so excited when they were going to put us together, when they told us they were going to put us together, because we were kind of like both itching for it and, you know, trying to, you know, play chemistry whenever we were in scenes together. And so we were just so happy that we were going to be working together and excited about it. And those scenes sort of were the start of it all. And I just remember that being like a really nice day and a really fun day. And, you know, and just the scenes going so well and us just kind of being like, yeah, this is going to be fun. Like, this is going to be good, you know?
Right.
And just excited about it, you know, just the start of the whole Rex and Adriana relationship.
Right. Well, are you going to the Emmys? That's another question people are posing, because One Life was nominated. Will you be going to the Emmys?
I'm not sure. I would love to be there to support the show. I think it's our year. And I think we had a great show with, you know, Ace's funeral and everything. And it's just, you know, everybody in our show. I mean, I know all the shows work hard, but, you know,
right.
Of course, I'm biased. I just think we're, you know,
right.
And we work so hard.
Well,
and we deserve it. And, you know, so hopefully I'll be there. We'll see.
One Life to Live is actually People Magazine's pick to win.
Oh.
So
nice.
I'm really hoping that reigns true, because ABC kind of got shut out again this year with the Emmys. They didn't really get as many as fans thought they should have, and I'm really hoping the ones that they were nominated in really do come through, because you know, you guys, I mean, I don't really watch any other soaps, or I read or whatever, but I don't really dedicate any time, because ABC has always been my station since I was a little kid. So I kind of like, you know, feel more at home there. And I really, really feel like you guys work your tails off, and you've all had some great, great years, scenes this year that would have, should have put you in that map, you know what I mean? So
I think we were all really shocked that, you know, especially Bob Woods didn't get nominated.
That was just heartbreaking for me.
Really was. I mean, my job, I mean, we were so excited for Brian Kerwin. It was amazing.
Right.
Oh, great. But when they said that last name and Bob Woods wasn't up there, it's kind of like, what? You know, so, and definitely, you know, some other people, you know,
right.
Brittany Underwood, I mean, my God, the
girl
has some amazing scenes. She's an amazing girl. She really is. She's so talented. And, you know, but, you know, there's that, you know, that's the way
yeah.
the cookie crumbles, I guess.
Exactly.
So,
it is the way it is. It's the nature of the beast. I get that. But, you know, they really need to, I don't know. I'm just pulling for you guys, as well as the other ABC nominees that were done. It would be nice to see you guys come home with something.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
All right, well, let's see. We have some more callers on the phone. Let's see. Let's go to area code 404. Area code 404, you're on the line with Melissa.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi, this is Carla.
Oh, hey, Carla.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad I got through. I don't really have a question. I've talked to you several times this year, so you pretty much answered all my questions, but I just wanted to wish you well after you leave the show. You know, we're going to really miss you. I've been loving Adriana, and I told you this the other day, but I'm so disappointed that they giving you this opportunity at the end of your run to play Adriana this way, because she's awesome. It's so much fun. You're the best part of the show right now for me. It's so entertaining.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, I think you're great. Yeah.
No, I totally agree with you on that one, Carla. They waited way too long to make Adriana play like the quote-unquote mini-me of Dorian. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it'll be great.
I think we just had a tough time deciding, you know, here's this character we brought on that was this sweet and innocent and, you know, a little bit naive. And that's interesting on a soap where you're sort of involved in all these crazy situations, to have this sort of honest character who's very, you know, has a lot of integrity and is also kind of naive. But then at the same time, it's like, well, but she's this person's, you know, she's Dorian's daughter. She, you know, she's been through stuff now, and she, you know, should be sassy and stand up for herself and not.
Right.
So I think there was always, like, they couldn't really decide. They couldn't really, like, make up their minds of, you know, there was a time where, like, I used to joke that Adriana was a little bipolar because, you know, she was, you know, like, I'd be, like, coming to work, and I'd be like, oh, okay, I'm sassy and, like, a little bit bitchy today. And then the next day I'd come in and be like, oh, okay, I'm sweet, you know. And then they just kind of made the switch, and it sort of did make sense with all, you know, Gigi and the wedding and the craziness.
Right.
You know, crazy bridezilla syndrome.
Right.
You know, but it was a good opportunity to just bring that out and, like, show, because she is Dorian's daughter, you know, like, it's in her. It's totally there. Yes, she is still this good person, but, you know, it's almost like she's got this fire inside of her, and,
yeah.
you know, Gigi lit the match.
I think you're doing a great job of showing both sides of her. Like, the other day, I think Rex was walking out of the door, and you kind of looked at the door kind of longingly and was like, bye, you know, like, you knew, you, Adriana feels like she's losing her man, and you kind of get her motivation. It's not just like, oh, she's super bitch just because she's super bitch. It's just,
yeah,
you know, she's fighting.
And I think that's what the fans are really going to like, what I love about how we've written, you know, the wedding and everything that happens after the wedding. I think
mm-hmm.
the fans are really going to see where she's coming from, where all the craziness is coming from, where she just, like, has kind of, like, lost her mind, you know, but
mm-hmm.
she's really fighting for her man. And,
right.
You know, and not to give anything away, but we get to see the old Adriana, you know, in the very end. And,
oh,
and
okay.
It's really great, and it's really, really great. So it's nice to do some validation in the end.
good.
You know, and I think she comes to realize it, too.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you, Melissa. I almost called you Adriana. I can't believe that. Thanks for answering my questions, and good luck again, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you, and I'm sure I'll see you soon.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Thanks for calling in, Carla.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
All
bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Oh, gosh. Okay, Melissa, we're at the point in our show where we do a little segment called Favorites.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to throw some stuff at you, and just, you know, I mean, they're your favorites, so you should be able to answer them with no problem. So
okay.
We're going to start with, what is your favorite animal?
My favorite animal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, besides my dog, Bella, it would be a cheetah.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, good choice. I like those, too. And what is your favorite color?
It's supposed to be easy because it's your favorites. red.
Gosh, we have so much in common already. My whole kitchen is red.
Really? Yeah, I love, like, I
oh,
love
yeah.
red.
Oh, yeah, my whole kitchen
red
is red.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite food?
Any Cuban food. Anything that's Cuban. Tostones, more specifically, which is fried plantains.
Yes, I know what they are. I live in Florida, honey, and those are my favorites.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. David's mom makes them for me every time we're down there.
Oh, I love them with the garlic salt on them. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. what's your favorite singer or band?
Frank Sinatra.
Okay. It's hysterical. Go ahead, because this is just like so. My father's whole house is full of Frank Sinatra.
Long lost
sisters. We were raised on. What is your favorite TV show?
Heroes. But until comes back, currently it's Lost.
Oh, okay. See, that's one thing I can't say. I never got into Lost. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm kind of. But Heroes, I'm like, I can't wait for Heroes to come back, and I'm going through withdrawals.
what would be your favorite movie?
The Notebook. To be a girly girl, The Notebook.
Mm-hmm. Nice little thick book there. What about actor or actress?
Actress. I would actually have to say, since I just said The Notebook, I really love Rachel McAdams. I love
mm-hmm.
her work. I think she's fantastic. I love, you know, the things that she chooses to do. And actor, Johnny Depp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Johnny Depp. Mm-hmm. I think he's brilliant.
Excuse me. And what would be your favorite song?
My favorite song. Probably would be a song called You Were Meant For Me by an artist named Michael Franks. And it was a song that David and I danced to at our wedding.
Oh, okay. What is your favorite childhood toy?
My favorite childhood toy?
Mm-hmm.
I was a Barbie freak.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had like 50 Barbies and living
room. Do you
room.
Still keep them?
Yes, they're in a trunk somewhere.
Oh.
For my future daughter.
That's right, right.
I had living room sets and kitchen sets and cars and my childhood best friend, we played it every day.
Right.
Probably until we were a little too old for it too.
Oh goodness. Well, yeah. Okay. What is your favorite vacation spot?
My favorite vacation spot. I'm not too picky with vacation spots. If there's a beach and there's nice weather and the
mm-hmm.
water's warm, I'm a happy girl.
Okay.
Palm trees and a beach and warm water, and I'm good. I'm good to go.
Not
so anywhere in the Caribbean.
Okay. Well, let's get asked this one. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have no patience for people who think highly of themselves.
I can totally get that.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Okay. Well, that's our favorite list. That was created by my co-host Jennifer, who couldn't be with us tonight, so I had to do that in her place. And then there was one other thing. I received an email, and from Trisha in San Diego, and she says, Melissa, what is in your bag right now that you can't go anywhere without, whether it be cosmetics or anything else?
Lip gloss.
A girl's best friend.
A girl's best. Right now in my purse is probably about 5 lip glosses because I'm that much of a lip gloss addict. But there's one or two. There's one called Rosebud Salve. It's like in a little circular tin thing.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it's amazing. And like when I don't have it with me, I panic a little bit.
Oh,
so,
gosh. Okay.
But if you open up, like, you know, there's, like, the 3 or 4 purses that I use all the time, and there's lip glosses in every single one of them. It's hysterical.
Oh, my goodness. I can totally identify with that one, definitely.
I can't go anywhere without it.
Yeah. Okay, let's go get another caller. We'll go to area code 956. Area code 956, you're on the phone with Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. It's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
I watch the show all the time. We actually talk about it quite a bit here on Blog Talk Radio. First of all, I didn't catch the first half of the show, so I don't know if anybody asked you this already. How was it meeting Snoop?
It was amazing. I was really nervous to meet him because I was like, oh my God, it's Snoop Dogg. He was so surprisingly approachable and warm, and he's such a gentleman. You know, he kept telling us all day, like Keke and I danced with him during one song, and we're like, you know, thank you so much, like that was awesome. And he was like, you girls are so beautiful, you make it so easy, this is fun. And you know, it's just like so sweet, and just was having fun and loved being there. And it was like, it was amazing. I literally, like, I left work and I was like, I want to be friends with Snoop Dogg.
I know, he looks so cute and sweet.
Oh, sweet.
You did you catch his reality show he had?
I did catch a couple episodes of it. Yeah. It was
And you know what? His wife seems just as great. You know, like she's so down earth and.
Yeah,
it was really.
Just really like, you know, I mean, he's Snoop Dogg, and yet he's like just so normal. You know.
Yeah, that's great. And I love to hear that your favorite animal is first and foremost your dog. I have 5. I volunteer for the Humane Society. I'm actually going to be at Tails and Tots this weekend, and I wish you were going.
Oh, that's this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh.
Justice Folding, I guess, is one of the main ones that set up this event in Orlando.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and I'm
in Orlando.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why I didn't catch the first half of the show. Yeah, because I was on a plane. I'm actually in Texas now. I'm from Arizona, and I flew in to Texas to fly to Tales and Tots in Orlando with my sister this weekend.
Oh, wow. Well, have a great time. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Well, they lost my luggage.
Oh, no.
And I have a bunch of Humane Society of Yuma shirts to bring to Tales and Tots to give to. I have one for Justice, one for the woman who plays Talia,
oh, yeah.
And I have one, and I get to sit with Bree Williamson, so that's going to be a lot of fun, and I just wish
oh,
you were going to be there.
You have actually,
my sister and I were talking about, she loves you bad on that show, girl.
She loves you bad. She does.
And I just
Daddy John is fun. It is fun.
I just can't wait to see you this week, and I'm just so glad y'all got a chance to take my call. Thank you so much, host.
Thank you,
Melissa. Over there. Hostess with the mostest. I didn't catch your name, but thanks for taking my call, and I just
oh, that's
really
okay. Nice. I'm Joanne, and thank you, Melissa. Anytime, check back
I'm
in with us because we're going to have some more people from One Life to Live tomorrow. John Paul Lavoisier will be with us, so
give us a call back tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm Melissa. I'm one of the co-hosts on the Landview Lowdown with Warrior Cat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're definitely tuning in
all those for sure.
All right, well, we'll be looking forward to it.
Great. Thank you so much, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, how sweet was that? Okay. So, now, the girls want to know, who is your best friend on the show?
That would be in real life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be Miss Tika Sumter.
She is amazing.
I love her. Yeah, she's my BFF.
Yeah,
we just kind of hit, when she first started working there, we just really hit it off. And
right.
She and David really hit it off. And, you know, she comes to our house all the time, and I talk to her all the time. And, you know, and it's one of those really great friends that you have that, like, you know, David talks to her all the time, and I talk to her all the time, and she's always hanging around us, and every time her boy's in town, we all hang out, and she's just
right.
a great girl. I love that girl to death.
Well, what I love about Tika is that when I first started getting into the whole MySpace thing, after,
mm-hmm.
like, one of the Super Soap events or whatever, I had requested her, and I corresponded with her back and forth a couple of times, and then this past year at Super Soap Weekend, I was coming out of the Brown Derby. I went to Susan Lucci's breakfast with a friend of mine, and she was standing there in the grass, and she was taping and a little interview or whatever, and she looked over, and I waved her, and she knew right away who I was just from my MySpace picture. And that impressed
yeah.
me so much about her. I said, this is a woman who is so real with her fans that she would remember my face from MySpace.
Yeah.
So that from that point on, she's been one of my faves.
Yeah, she's a great girl and super talented, and she's just—I love her. She's great. She's
great.
So great.
Okay. Now we have a little trivia. Who has the messiest dressing room? Well, my <boy.
laughs> Well. I think before Tika moved into the room, Melissa Archer had the messiest dressing room, as far as I know,
okay.
from what I know. Since Tika's become her roommate, it's a lot cleaner.
Okay. You know, everybody's got to get a little dish and dirt with us somewhere along the line. We've got to get a little bit of dirt,
Melissa would be mad at me for saying that, so, you know.
Right.
It wasn't like messy, like dirty. It was just like messy, like cluttered.
Yeah,
like.
Right. Oh, I totally understand that. Okay, so let me take another caller. We have area code 516. I think that's Long Island. Area code 516.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi, this is Pizza. I met you and David at the premiere for Greetings from the Shore.
Oh, yeah. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
You already talked to Carla, so you know we're from fans of From Arrow.
Mm-hmm, I know.
But no cookies, I promise. What I wanted to add, two questions. I wanted to know, how is it like working with Mark Lawson, seeing that he's the newest newbie on the show?
Mm-hmm.
And are you going to give us like a little sneak peek or at least a description of the dress that Layla designed for Adriana?
Oh, yeah. Well, Mark is the sweetest guy ever. He's been, you know, it's always scary for a new actor to come on a soap because it's, like, so crazy and so fast, and they give you a bunch of scenes, and it's, like, really intimidating, and, you know, so you could tell he was almost like a little puppy dog kind of, like, the first couple days, but, like, in a really sweet way because he just wanted to, like, do a really good job, and he was super sweet. We totally hit it off. He hit it off with David, like, right away. They started talking about, like, working out at the gym or something, and then, you know, it was all over. And he's just really great, really a great actor, just, like, jumped right in and did this role and just has been having a great time and having a lot of fun. And he's just so, I mean, I can't wait for you guys to meet him because he's just so nice. Like, so, so nice. And it's been really, really fun. It was funny because when I met him walking onto set before we did the scene where he grabs me thinking I'm Gigi and kisses me. So I didn't even get to meet him downstairs. I didn't get to meet him, you know, in the makeup room or anything. It was like walk on set, and it's like, hi, I'm Melissa. Oh, okay, we're going to kiss in like 5 seconds. And it was like really uncomfortable and awkward. I was just like, I'm so sorry that this is your first day, that you're just going to like kiss some random girl that you don't even know, and you're just meeting her now. And but he was really great, and we kept laughing, you know, as soon as like we did the kiss and they said cut, we just like cracked up, and I was like, awkward, you know. And but he's great. He's really great. And the dress, the wedding dress, is so soap opera divalicious. You're gonna love it. It's
okay.
It's,
I was gonna say, is it gonna make Dorian proud?
Oh yes. It has some shimmer in it. It's got some beautiful flowers in it. It's got some. It's very dramatic. It's dramatic, but it's not, but it's like, it's very sexy too, and it's got a little blue in it, which is kind of cool, and it's gorgeous. It's really, Susan Dammy actually designed the dress, the head of our wardrobe department, and she, of our head costume designer, and who just got nominated for an Emmy, and she did an amazing job. And this woman, Crystal, who actually made the dress, and it's just, you know, it was so fun, like, to have a dress, like, made for you, you know. It was gorgeous. Heavy, really heavy. So heavy, but gorgeous. Really, really pretty. Really pretty.
Well,
you're going to love
it. I'm just loving the scenes now. I know it's, like, all messed up because it's coming at the end, but we're just loving, I mean, the facial expressions, the diva attitude. We're like, okay, she could be a Tika's diva.
She could be going to get better. This is like nothing close to what's coming. It's great.
Well, I am so looking forward to it, and good luck with everything you're planning to do and all your endeavors and
thank you.
Everything. So, you know, we'll see you in the summer, so I know we'll see you again.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much
for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Bye-bye. Have a great night.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Oh, the love is just there for you, girl. I don't know what you're going to do when you leave here, boy, because they're just going to be following you everywhere. Everywhere.
She's so sweet. She's part of
the Tika Divas.
She's part of the Tika Divas, and also
right. The
fans of Sumero, David's fans, and so is Carla, and they've just, you know, all been so amazing, really,
oh,
really
okay.
Great.
Right,
so,
right,
yeah.
Right. Oh, wonderful. Well, let me ask you, what are you going to do now that you're leaving Landview? I mean, you have this movie, Tiny Dancer. What's going on with that?
Tiny Dancer is sort of in movie limbo land. I'm not really sure. I have, unfortunately, no news to report. I haven't for a long time. So who knows? You know, things like that, sometimes they just, you know, don't work out. You know, for whatever reason.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, then they just pop up, you know, out of the blue. So it's
right.
kind of, you know, just sort of let it go. And it was a great experience. And I worked really hard on it. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll see. I don't know. Keep my fingers crossed. But at this point, you know, I've just kind of let it go because, you know, it's been so long. So, but
yeah, y'all, you got to move on.
Yeah, exactly. So, but for me, I'm just, I don't know, just, you know, going to see what's out there and, you know, just live life, be a wife
mm-hmm.
a little bit. I've
right.
been too busy to, like, be a wife. So,
right.
You know, I'm going to, like, you know, cook for my husband and, like,
aww.
You know, keep the house clean and, you know, do all that fun stuff, you know, for, like, a week
any
or something.
Any plans
for
children
I'll be,
yet?
Like, No.
No, you're young.
Yeah,
so we have plenty of time.
We have plenty of time. There's still lots we want to do and places we want to go and, you know,
mm-hmm.
so
travel and all that good stuff.
Travel, you know, be young and have fun and, you know, figure out, you know, where we're at and stuff. So,
well,
you know, I don't know.
For that.
Yeah, I'm just going to, you know, live life and see what happens and audition and see what's out there and I don't like to ever wonder what if. So
would you consider going to another ABC soap if the right role came along?
I would. I definitely, you know, I don't count anything out. I don't believe in saying never and
mm-hmm.
You know, I also, you know, don't believe in saying this is like the absolute be all end for me, even with One Life to Live. You know what I mean? It's,
right.
You know, you never know. You never know what life's going to throw at you, and you never know where you're going to end up. And so, and I love One Life to Live, and, you know, it's the most beautiful parting of ways where, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's sort of like, on both sides, we're really sad that it's ending, but we're really excited about it, too. I have so much amazing support from producers and other actors and people from the show, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I'm excited about it, to, you know, the possibility of other things that I could do, and but at the same time, you know, we're all, like, really, really sad about, you know, me leaving
yeah.
the show. So, but it's double-edged sword, and it's so bittersweet, but I'm excited, you know, I believe in, you know, just not ever wondering what if and taking risks and, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of
mm-hmm.
going for it, you know.
No,
so.
I can totally understand that. And now David has a film coming out this summer, doesn't he? I believe that I spoke to his publicist, and we're going to have him on in August, she said, to promote
yeah,
his film.
Yeah, his film, Greetings from the Shore, which was filmed
mm-hmm.
down in the Jersey Shore, and he's
mm-hmm.
fantastic in it. And it's a really sweet coming-of-age story that's just like a feel-good movie, which I feel like
mm-hmm.
there just aren't enough movies like that out. And it is scheduled to release in August.
Right.
I think they're releasing it like on the Jersey Shore first and then, you know, going to release it more like after that and, you know, like a slow
right.
kind of release. But it's
right.
a really good film and everyone should check it out and everybody loves it. I mean, they've gone to like so many festivals and gotten such, like, people just love the movie. You know, every time we were at a festival and people walking out of the theater were just like smiling and just like, that was such a great
mm-hmm.
movie. And it just makes you feel good at the end, you know, and it's been a long time since I've seen a movie like that, you know, it's kind
right.
of got like that Dirty Dancing kind of feel to it, you know.
Oh,
like,
okay. Yeah, well, we can't wait for that. We're excited about that. Let him know. We can't wait to have him on to discuss that. That'll be great.
Yeah, he's really excited, and he's really, really great in it. And he does a really
good
Spanish accent in it.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the ladies are going to love him in it.
Oh, gosh, like they don't already. He could speak Chinese mixed
gonna,
with Japanese, and, you know, and they still love him.
Yeah.
He could do one of those mash languages, and nobody would care.
Exactly, I know.
All right, I got time for one more caller. Let me go to this area code 312. Area code 312, you're on the phone with Melissa.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. First time caller, first time listener. This is Tony from
okay.
Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, Tony.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. First of all, I want to congratulate, first of all, on your show for nominated for a Daytime Emmy.
Thank you.
And I want to congratulate you for giving us these many, how many years, 3-4 years now, something like that on the show?
4 years, yeah.
4 years playing this role of Adriana. You have, of all the stuff that she went through, you know, from her first time she came in to or the kidnapping and all the other stuff in between, and now with this at the end being like Dorian, I mean, you have done a magnificent job playing her.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. I was going to ask you questions about Snoop Dogg being on the stand and the Gigi Rex thing situation, but pretty much they've pretty much already been answered, okay? So I'm going to ask you a question that you haven't heard, haven't asked tonight. You mentioned Heroes is one of your favorite shows, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I figured if you had one, and the show is about people with special powers and all, so I was wondering if you had one, what would it be like?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think it would be fly. I think pretty much every person has, you know, at one point in their life been like, how cool would it be to fly? But honestly, if you really think about it, how freaking cool would it be to fly? You would never have to go to the airport. You would never have to get on a plane.
Yes.
I feel like going to Jamaica today. I'm just going to go fly over there and spend the day at the beach and then come home. Or, you know, I don't feel like paying for a cab tonight. I'm just going to fly uptown to this bar. Like, you know, it would make life so convenient.
That is so mine, too. You know, I want, like, to fly. You know, if I wanted to come to New York, say, oh, I want to go to New York, I say, I don't have to wait for a plane. I say, okay, I'm going.
Wait for a plane. I have to, you know, and think about it. If everybody could fly, it would be environmentally friendly, you know.
There you go.
Need cars.
Absolutely
and planes and gas, and we wouldn't be polluting our planet. We'd just fly everywhere. It'd be great. It would be amazing.
Melissa, you're going to solve our energy crisis right now.
There you go. She is too.
I just need to learn how to fly, and then all will be well on Earth.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
that's fantastic.
That's good, too. Ollie. Well, Melissa, well, thank you very much for talking to me tonight, and I wish you the best in your future endeavors after One Life to Live, and I hope you're going to make it big sometime, somewhere again, and we'll see you again on TV or wherever.
Thank you
Take
so
care.
Much.
Take care.
Thanks
and
a lot,
bless.
Tony.
My pleasure. Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a good, that was a really good question. Okay. We have 2 minutes left on the air, Melissa. I want to say thank you so much for choosing Stardust to be your first radio interview. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did.
I know. I really enjoyed having you on, and I think you're a fantastic actress. It is bittersweet to see you leave One Life to Live, but as a fan, of course, we'll follow your career, and you're always welcome back on Stardust. Anytime you got something going, just, you know, shoot us an email, and we'll get you on, and we'll promote you till you just can't be done no more.
Definitely.
Always.
Thank you so
always.
Much.
And can you do a quick promo for me? Melissa Gallo, Melissa Fumero on Stardust Radio. Whenever you're ready, it's already recording.
Hi, this is Melissa Fumero on Stardust Radio.
Beautiful. All right, well, you tell JP when you go to work tomorrow. We are so anxious to have him on this show, and we can't wait to talk to him. And
I'm sure he's super excited. It's kind of funny because actually tomorrow is my last day.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Well, maybe you can call in with him, and we can have you both again. Well, maybe you can hold his hand and call in again with him. We'll gladly do that. Gladly do that. We'll have both of you back on.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, sweetheart. Tell David we'll talk to him in August when he's ready to do his promote his film. And once again, we love you, and best to everything that you're going to do.
Great. Thank you so much. It was really fun.
All right, Melissa. Thank you so much, sweetheart. You have a great night.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Everybody, tune into Stardust Radio tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for J.P. Lavoisier. And that was Melissa Gallo Fumero. And her show will be downloadable 30 minutes after we go off the air. Once again, thank you for listening to Stardust Radio. And we're going to let you cruise on out of here with a little bit of Imaginary Bitches, Eden Regal's theme song. There you go. Good night, everybody.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening.
Blog Talk Radio.